Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more.
It's time for Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte, episode 123 for October 21st, 2009, The Woopra Effect.
Net at Night is brought to you by Audible. For your free audiobook and a whole lot more, visit audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T. And by GoToMyPC, the safe way to access your PC remotely that's as secure as online banking. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMyPC.com/night.
It's time for Net at Night from Petaluma, California, US of A. I'm Leo Laporte.
And from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, I'm Amber MacArthur.
Hello, Amber MacArthur!
Hello, Leo. I'm nervous because, as I mentioned before, I was in the chat room and everybody says, be careful of Leo. He's in a really weird mood.
I don't know why they say that. I'm in a perfectly normal mood, and I think it's unfair of them to paint me with that tarby, with that brush, if you will.
See, this is what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I don't know.
Okay, good. I always worry about you. Because now I only see you on this tiny screen on my computer, so I don't really know how the real Leo is.
We would get punchy, wouldn't we, sometimes on call for help?
Oh, my gosh. Especially on Friday afternoons when we were wrapping up all 15 shows for the month, we would get insane.
Yeah.
Insane. The chalk, remember, because they used to bring in chocolate. And
you would get chocolate for lunch on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Between show 14 and 15, we would consume.
And then it would get kind of nuts, you know.
Wait a minute. We did 3 shows on Tuesday, 4 shows on Wednesday, 4 shows on Thursday, 4 shows on Friday. Was that it?
That's it, yeah. But that's a ton.
Holy
4
cow.
1-hour shows.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we would do 15 shows in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
In 4 days. Yeah. That kind of gave me a new perspective on television. So people now when they're like, "Oh, you're working a lot." I'm like, "You don't understand how much TV."
So no
TV
wonder
we
we'd be punchy. So we would have done 13 shows. We had 2 more shows, 14 and 15 to do. We're exhausted. And it's lunch break, and so we'd eat candy and then we'd get crazy.
Well, it's not just that, though. If you think about it, we also changed wardrobe between every single show. So for us, it was kind of like 4 days were happening in one. So that also screws you up a little bit.
Golly.
And you were traveling, so that you were messed up all the time.
Oh, my jet lag. Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
It's funny. When I flew to Vegas on Thursday, the Air Canada, the terminal that US Air is in now, actually it was Southwest. It was the gate I would go to every month to go to Toronto. And it was kind of, this is the old Toronto gate. Now it's a Southwest Air. It's not Air Canada anymore. But, it's funny. I mean, I felt like, gosh, I've lived there. I mean, I must have flown to Canada 20, 30 times. 12
Leo,
times a year
why
for 3
didn't you
years.
Just go to the Air Canada gate, get on the plane, come to Toronto?
We could have organized. I miss Toronto so much. I really do. I really enjoyed going to Toronto, and I finally had that nice room at the Drake, which is the former Flop House and Heroin Center, and it was just nice there. And
Whoa.
Well, it was, wasn't it? Let's face it. That hotel, it's right across the street from the Crazy House.
I've never heard of it, Leo. I don't know what you're talking about.
As she swats imaginary flies.
Sorry, there are fruit flies in my office.
Oh, sure they are. They're so small. Yes.
I know. I'm like that Hunter S. Thompson movie, you know, when he's swatting flies all over the place.
There's no flies. So have you, your book, how is it going? You're almost done with it, yeah?
Yes. Well, the manuscript is due on Thursday, and 60,000 words, and I'm very close to done. Chris is helping me do some editing, so just going through it. And it's at the point where I'm just, you know, I think you get this point when writing a book. I mean, this is my first experience, but where you feel as though I could write so much more, but I'm just kind of done with it right now, you know?
Mm.
So I just
What is the title? Do you have a title yet?
Yes. The title is called Power Friending. So it's kind of picking up on the social media friending concept. You can actually go to powerfriending.com right now, and there's a little testimonial that Tony Robbins did for me there, a video,
wow,
which is like 2 or 3 minutes long about the book and speaking and consulting in this space. So he said some really nice stuff.
You got in good with this Robbins guy.
Hi, it's Tony Robbins. Listen, I want to give a shout out to Amber Mack or anyone who's considering reading her book, listening to her speak, or having the opportunity to work with her as a consultant. When I first met Amber, I was blown away by the level of passion she has for the internet, how it can connect people from all over the world. But passion is wonderful, but adding to it a level of expertise and confidence.
How did you get him to do this?
And a commitment.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, he doesn't do that for everybody. That's pretty special.
This is my Tony Robbins story, because here's the thing, is that most people who are busy, like he is unbelievably busy, he has a new show coming out, a reality series on ABC coming out in January, they don't have time to do things like this, create a video for someone who they've worked with in the past. But I asked him to do it, and
his initial reaction, I think I have the picture of his initial reaction when you asked him to do that.
Oh, nice.
But
he said, you know, that's no problem, I'll do this video for you. And he got it to me, within the timeline that I needed it. It's long. It's like 3 minutes long. And it's so wonderful. And it was so helpful for me in terms of getting the book deal with Penguin. And I can't thank him enough. So he really made the time. And that's when people always ask me about Tony Robbins, what is he like? I just say, you know what? I thought a lot of different things before I actually met him in person. And then once I did, I thought, he is the most giving, generous person I've ever met.
That's really
it's
generous.
Really generous.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So when I ask you to do one for me after the book comes out, Leo, I know that you are going to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, I'll give you that look.
No, I'm just joking. But yeah, it was very sweet of him. So the book is coming along. And
congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
You and I had talked about doing a book, and we were just both too busy. And I'm so glad that you did it. What a good name. I like the name, Power Friending. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's fun. It works well with the book. So busy.
I'll read it because I need to know. I need some friends. So that'll be good. That'll be really good.
Leo, you're in the book. You don't even know it.
I am?
You wrote half the book.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me pause this. We don't want to play that. That's coming up. Google Wave Cinema, Pulp Fiction. Also, Bill Cosby's new video. And we're going to talk about a program I've been using a lot on the net in just a second. And our special guest is coming up, too. Who's going to be on the show today?
We are having the CEO of Woopra.
Woopra.
Yes, Woopra, which is a really cool tool to manage all of your statistics on your website. And they have some brand new features that have just come out as well.
I know Woopra. I can't wait. That sounds great. Before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, go to my PC.
Of course.
This is where they thought I was a little bit nutty on the GizWiz. And so I want to give them a very serious endorsement here, because I am a big fan. I use the product all the time. GOTOMYPC.com/night. And, sometimes people say, oh, remote access, that's too complicated for me. Or, oh, I used remote access. It was just, slow. And, or maybe I don't trust remote access. Well, let me tell you, you got to try GoToMyPC. First of all, security 100%. It's never been hacked. 128-bit SSL. You could use this in lieu of a VPN if you're at an internet cafe, an open access point, and you want to surf safely. You just go to mypc.com, click connect, log into your account, and there you are. You're safely surfing. So it's absolutely secure. Are you worried about configuration? No trouble. In fact, you can find out how easy it is right now by going to gotomypc.com/night and installing GoToMyPC. It'll take you a couple of minutes. It's so simple. And now you've enabled remote access on your computer. Wherever you go, you can log right into it just by going to gotomypc.com. You don't have to install anything special. You can use it in an internet cafe. It downloads a little, like 100K Java bootstrap file, and then makes the connection. I mean, you've never seen something so easy to do. No wonder PC World gave it their world-class award for best remote access software. They've done it years in a row, and we've used it for years here at Twit. Many of our hosts use it. For doing the show. I want you to try it right now. GoToMyPC.com/night. 30 days free. That's what I've arranged for you. GoToMyPC.com/night. Try it. I know you'll like it. What?
Leo, yes? I know I'm waving at you like crazy.
What?
Because I have to say, no, for go to my go to my meeting. I wanted to mention Dane just emailed us, and it looks like John is going to be using that to demo his product with us because you need a username and password to get in.
See? It's the same. It's the same people. Citrix, they really know what they're doing here. They're just a great company. So, does Toronto have Foursquare yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, now Vancouver does.
It does? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's in Toronto yet. I didn't realize Vancouver had it.
I am a huge Foursquare fan.
You are. So I thought we should talk about this for a minute, yeah. And then we should actually get them on the show. So
I would like to, because these are the Dodgeball guys, right?
Yes. You know, it's really interesting because they created Dodgeball, and I remember using Dodgeball a couple of years ago at South by Southwest. That's the mobile tool that allows you to find out if people are close to you, and then you can meet up with them. Mm-hmm. And it was very fun to use that in Austin, Texas. And then I guess what happened was Google had bought Dodgeball and kind of let it die.
Yeah,
and
they just let it die.
They let it die, and then the team went on to create Foursquare, and now it's creating huge buzz online. Now, I haven't used it, Leo, so I'm going to pass it over to you.
Well, I'm using it on the iPhone. So the idea is, you know, it's kind of like their Google Latitude or Brightkite, or there are a lot of different ways to kind of say, here I am. But Foursquare has this secret sauce that, to me, makes it the winner in this category. It's got game appeal. You were talking about, yes, you know, friending, power friending. Well, the whole idea of Foursquare is you see where your friends are. Now, I tried Dodgeball. I thought, well, I'm not a 30-something. I'm not going out and hanging out in the bars. I don't care. You know, if you're a young person and you want your friends to hook up with you, say, oh, let's go have a drink or whatever, you can just see where your friends are, and it shows you all the different places your friends are. That's cool. But the gaming element of it is what gets me. When you check in somewhere, if you're the person who's checked in the most, you become the mayor. See, I'm the mayor of Twit, yes, Cottage. Now, there's some really fun stuff with that because there's, you know, for instance, let's say you're a business. Some businesses now are starting to say free drinks for the mayor or a free cupcake for the mayor when he comes in. So people start competing and you drive traffic to your business. Plus, it's fun for the people. You even, they have these little badges that you can earn. You know, I have a couple here. One is newbie, adventurer, local. So as you check into places, you win like little awards. It kind of encourages you to play along. It doesn't have a lot of the features, say, Brightkite does. Brightkite, I could take a picture and send that and so forth. It's really dead simple. All you do when you get somewhere is you press the check-in button. Here, let me do it right now so you can see what it is. So here's the button at the top that says check-in. It uses the GPS in the phone to say, well, here's where you are. And then it'll show you who else is in the venue. It'll show you some details about the venue, a map. You can see nearby tweets. You can view it on Yelp. You can even leave recommendations. I checked in at the Las Vegas airport a couple of days ago, and Justine Azarek had been there. Justine had been there. And it said, what did it say? It was so funny. It said, whatever you do, don't play the slots here, or something like that. They're really tight. And so I left a message. I'm at the Las Vegas airport. The ATM machines only do hundreds. Make sure you get some change before you go.
Yeah.
Little things
that.
Like that. So yeah. It's kind of like Twitter, but it's location-based. It's game-based, which I think makes it quite compelling. People follow you. You know, you can say whether somebody's allowed to see where you are or not. It's very much like Twitter or Facebook. They say, it's actually more like Facebook where they say, can I be your friend? And you have to give them permission. There's not automatic following.
Wow.
I think this is the winner in this category. I really do.
I know. I've heard great things about it. And I stand corrected. It is available in Toronto. So
it is. Yeah, I thought it was a couple of Canadian cities. There are only a few dozen cities that it's available in. That's the negative. If it's not in the city that you live in, it's completely worthless. It's completely stupid. You're not going to use it. Now, I'm in Petaluma, so I just made Petaluma part of the San Francisco Bay Area. And at first I thought, well, I'll be the mayor of everywhere I go. And then I went to the local movie theater. And our city council member, Tiffany Renee, is the mayor there.
Uh-oh. Mayor fight.
So now I can't be the mayor of the movie theater. So I see there's an article in the Times about this.
Yes, there just was. I think this was in just yesterday. And it had a glowing review of Foursquare. And it seems like this is kind of going to be one of the next big things, I think, out there. It reminds me when people say, oh, what's going to be the next sort of killer app after Twitter? And obviously, we don't want to try to predict the future. But I think that tools like this, when they connect with your mobile device, are really, when they're geographic geolocation based, they're really going to change the way that we all network with our friends and even strangers.
Well, you know who's an investor in this?
Yes.
Who?
Kevin Rose.
Yeah.
A few other, lately, one of the Twitter guys, maybe?
Yeah. Well, they have a bunch of angel investors, but lately I've noticed that Mr. Rose is showing up on a lot of early stage investments.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting. They probably, I mean, I'm sure he's putting money into it and, you know, he's probably pulled some money out of Dig, but probably it's also that they want his expertise. I mean, here's a guy who has shepherded a startup to some real success.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure just having him on the advisory board for some of these tools is beneficial because he kind of has his eye on, or his finger
That's
on the pulse.
That's probably why they publicize it, right? Like, they say, yes, Kevin Rose is an investor. Yes.
I know, because you can imagine the number of people just hearing that who would try it, especially in the early adopter community.
I really think it'd be great if we can get Naveen on, because I think this is just a really neat product.
Yes.
And I'm with you. And Scoble agrees, by the way. Scoble and I were talking about this. He also believes this is I really like the idea. I love Brightkite. I played with Latitude. I've tried the other ones, but this is the one that gets you. You keep playing it because of the game, right? You want to be the mayor. You want the badges. So it kind of hooks you in.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I was reading, I think it was in the Times article, the opportunities that there would be for advertisers here to find out who are their top customers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of bringing together all of those elements of the different tools that we talk about that have become popular in the Web 2.0 space and mashing them all together in one sort of mega tool. So I'm excited to see how the future of this goes.
Excellent. What else we have to talk about?
Okay, we have a few other things.
This is silly. The Cosby.
Bill Cosby learns to tweet. I know. It's this cute little video that hopefully we can show.
Shall I show
can
it?
Listen to.
All right. Yeah. Here's the Cos. How old is he now?
Now, what else do you want? Will I have to do?
Mr. Cosby, we're also going to use 12seconds.tv that will enable you to post video tweets so your fans can see you and hear you.
I thought I did that from the other one when they did the post twitting.
Mr. Cosby, they can hear you. They can see you.
They can see me.
Yes.
So this is the visual.
That's correct.
Post-visual or tweeting Twitter.
That's correct. And they can respond to you by tweeting you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that tweet?
That's cute.
Isn't he's that 72, tweet? Leo.
Oh, that's neat. So he's going to use 12 seconds. He should use Vidly.
I know. You got to get in touch with him. I thought it was such... I mean, everybody loves Bill Cosby, right? So it's always fun to see a little video from him.
I used 12 seconds for a while, but the problem with 12 seconds is it's only 12 seconds.
Yes, I know. It's funny. I was trying to send direct messages with John Hodgman yesterday on Twitter to try to coordinate him coming to Toronto and being a guest on Web Nation. And it was hilarious because I kept writing him and I wrote him like four DMs. And you realize like sometimes 140 characters
it's
just isn't enough.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's really tough.
Hey, we tried to get him and I think we're not going to be able to be a part of our Macworld presentation. Are you coming to Macworld this year?
I haven't really thought about it. I haven't thought past my book deadline. So once I do, I'll sort that out.
It's in February this year. And if you came out, I'd put you. So I'm doing the Macworld Live. You know, David Pogue used to do this. It's kind of like he would do a Tonight Show thing. He'd have the Tonight Show set and he'd have guests come on. I was a guest one year with Guy Kawasaki. And he'd tell some jokes, play some songs and interview people. And now David's doing the keynote because Jobs isn't. So David's going to do the keynote. So I'm doing Macworld Live. And I asked John and John Colton and Jonathan Hodgman if they would do it. And it's the other way around, Jonathan Colton and John Hodgman. And neither one could do it. But we're working on some other big name acts. I want to get some big name. In fact, tonight I'm going to go into town. Adam Savage from Mythbusters is doing a show with, this is terrible. It's called Wootstock. Does that sound familiar? I'm starting to sound like Bill Cosby.
No, sorry.
You know Paul and Storm. Have you ever heard of Paul and Storm?
Sounds familiar.
I saw them first as an opening act for Colton. They are hysterical. I'm gonna try to get them involved too because I think they're so cool. But if you go to paulandstorm.com/gigs/Wootstock, you could find out about this. They're going to do it in L.A. Actually, there's still tickets for tonight at the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco, if anybody wants to come see it, because it's going to have Adam Savage from Mythbusters.
That's great.
And Molly Lewis. Well, maybe Adam is not on there anymore, so maybe he didn't do it. And there's another one coming up tomorrow in Los Angeles at Largo. So go see them. And I'm going to try. Oh yeah, I guess Adam's going to be part of it. And Will Wheaton. See, he's going to be there. And Paul and Storm singing. So I'm going to try to get some of these guys up for my Macworld thing. But if you would come, I'd love that.
That would be great. That. Do you know the date, Leo?
Yeah, I could find that out for you. You just go to MacWorldExpo.com. It's February 10th, I think, something like that. Let me see here. February 9th through 13th, and I think the Friday, which I think is the 11th, is our day. February 11th.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great, because Connor's birthday is the 8th, so I need to be home for that.
Bring Connor.
Yeah, I know. That's
he's never been
not
to San Francisco. Yeah, bring him. He's old enough now to...
Never been anywhere.
He's never been anywhere? What kind of mother are you?
He actually has been quite a few places.
Has he ever been in a balloon? A Mylar flying saucer in a box?
You know what? I'm never going to let him anywhere near balloons.
Was it you who sent me that video with the guys in the balloon in the box? I'm in a box?
No. But I did a story today for Web Nation on Discovery Channel, and we show that rap video at the end of it. And
isn't it funny?
Well done. It is well done. Yeah.
I don't know if I can play it on the show because it's a parody of I'm in a Boat, and it's pretty foul now. I don't know what happened here. Are they going to sing?
I'm in a box.
I'm in a box.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's a different one.
That's like a parody of the parody.
There's a parody of a parody of a parody now. This is out of control. So who are these guys, the guys who did this one? This is it's such a good parody. They're having breakfast, you know, and he gets the invitation. Instead of getting an invitation to a boat,
smile.
Dad gets mad at him and says, I'm getting out of here. I'm going in a box.
So this is where he gets up and swears soon, just FYI.
Yeah, so we'll just stop it right there, but.
Yeah, we had to be very particular about what part.
You know exactly where the bad part is. Huh?
I do. I know. Yeah, they're so creative though. I saw it first. Andrew Barron actually tweeted it last night.
That's where I saw it. And I saw your retweet of it. That's right.
Yeah. Chris was commenting that it's so much like Saturday Night Live, right?
You just get
that.
These guys are brilliant.
It's so well done. I mean, that could be on Saturday Night Live, and it would be better than a lot of the content they've had up there in past weeks. So
Tim Joe and Galen Connell.
Yes, they do a great job.
They're very, very
stellar
funny.
Job.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Leo, we have another fun video for after our guest too.
All right, let's get our guest. Let's get our guest on here, right? Because we want to. He's been poor guy's been waiting, and
we've been rambling on.
We're going to talk about Woopra.
Woopra.
That's not Oprah. It's not the same as Oprah, is it?
No. What would his make his name backwards? Sorry, maybe I'm getting too in depth with the
Harpo.
Yeah.
Harpo. Yeah, I know Harpo.
I've got to figure it out.
Woopra. All right. Let's see here if we can get John. Oh, look at this. Is funny. I can see him answering my Skype call.
Oh, nice. That would make his name Arpu.
It's very meta here. I'm watching him answer my call. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, Leo. How are you doing?
John, is it Pozazides?
Very close. Very close. Pozazides.
Pozazides. You know, all right.
Pozazides, Pozazides. Everybody calls me John P.
John P., welcome to Net at Night. It's good to have you.
Hi, John.
Well, thanks for having me on. Hey, Amber, how are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we are excited to talk about Woopra. We just love saying the name, so that's always a good thing.
Tell us what Woopra is, John.
I've got like $500 for anybody who can come up with a great story because I don't have one.
Well, what does it do then?
The name is made up, but the application and the service are Definitely not. Woopra is a real-time web analytics machine, engine. It's connected. It's made of several parts. We've got a server running in a data center, and then we've got a desktop application that sits on your machine locally, and it pulls a live stream of data from the servers in the data center. And
we've got GoToMeeting running, so you can actually demo this for us. This is from John's computer.
Yeah,
for those of you watching the video, this is the control panel that I get, and this is real time data.
We are actually watching my silly little blog. It's called One Man's Blog.
Everybody go to onemansblog.com. Is that it?
One man's.
Now it's going to be like a denial of service.
Oh, yeah, we want to see that. Everybody. So there's 41 people on there right now, right?
That's right. That's right. And what's also interesting, I can resize these little windows here. But this map, if I zoom in, can you see all the little dots on the map?
Yeah, and I'm going to describe it because most of the people listen to the show in audio. So you've got it is not a Google map. It's just a regular map of the world. And we're seeing orange and blue dots on the map. And what is the orange and blue dots? What is that? Signify.
And now the action begins.
Oh, yeah,
so
people
now
are
you
logging
see the numbers.
In. Yeah.
Okay, the numbers are rising.
We're up to 69, 74.
This is so great. So you see in real time, well, this is a good proof of concept. In real time, you see people join the website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fun when you get a lot of traffic like this, or if a dig happens, you can see that number spike up to 300, 400, 500 people online at a time. And some of our very high-end users have literally maybe 1,000 people or more on their site at a time.
Well, let's see if we can do that right now. I'd just like to see how many people can get on your site at the same time.
What's the name of the site again, John, your site?
It's called onemansblog.com.
Okay, onemansblog.com.
Everybody go to onemans, onemansblog.com. We want to see Woopra in action. This is pretty cool, I have to say.
Now, here's the nice thing, okay? So this is fun. It's fun to watch the people live. But what's more important is what can you do with it? Because there are other ways to monitor your website and see what kind of traffic you're getting. The problem is that most of them are retroactive. You're seeing it what happened yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I can get my Google Analytics or whatever and get that information. Look at all the Swedish people, Amber. Look at that. Canada.
Leo. I love Sweden, so this is perfect.
Down here at the bottom, we can actually see...
you can see the countries right now.
The countries,
there's,
right?
There's 3 people from Sweden, 7 from Australia, 11
let's
from
say
UK.
Let's say we wanted to focus in on those 3 from Sweden. If I click on Sweden here, you notice that the sidebar on the right has stopped displaying the live stream. And now I'm just looking at those 3 people.
I see the Swedish flag. But I see everything, the host ID, the browser, the platform. Look at all.
What are those?
Two of them are Windows 7.
Does that mean that that's where activity is happening when we see those round circles kind of pop up in different places on the map?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The little blue dots, and you see if I hover over it, you're getting specific information about that location, but. The orange dots are people who've only done one action, like they viewed one page. The blue dots are the ones who've done more than one action. And
okay.
So I'll show you that here in a second. We can look at the visitors. Now we have a whole lot of visitors online. Most have done one thing. Let's see if we can find someone.
Probably here's a lot of the people are obviously they're going there because we're talking to you, so they're sitting on the front page probably, right? Mm.
They may indeed be, yes. Now, if we look at this one... what I've done is I've selected a user. Well, here's somebody with 7 actions. Okay, so what this person has done, we can see their click stream. They came to the blog. They refreshed the page.
They're from Brisbane. They're using the Chrome browser on Windows XP.
Right.
This is
amazing. They followed my Twitter link, so I guess they're hopeful. I guess they're going to subscribe. Then they came back and they followed my friend feed link.
That's so cool.
Now, here's the other cool thing. You see this little link right here, start a conversation?
Oh.
Yeah.
What does
if
that
I click
mean?
On that, I can say, hi, welcome
oh, I
to
love
the
this.
Blog.
Now, to get this working, what do I have to do on my website?
It's very simple. All you have to do is add a little JavaScript include to the footer of your website.
Similar to analytics or Quantcast.
Just like it.
Okay.
Just like it. But if you have a WordPress blog or another CMS platform, we also have plugins for that. So you could just drop a plugin in. You can see that the live numbers increased. We're up to about 411. Luckily, the server's holding up. That's always good.
I'm told it's getting pretty slow right now. So that number may not go up much more just because people can't get on.
That's true. It's possible.
Yeah.
So we can switch over to another.
Oh, look at this.
I don't know if you noticed that. Did you see that?
Yeah. So
we got an instant notification. What happened is Zig Baird, this is one of my friends, and I have a notification set up that says anytime someone is recognized, when they come back and the system knows who they are, give me an instant notification and let me know what they're doing. I can set up all kinds of notifications like that. There's a simple little wizard that you open up here and choose things like if I wanted to see visitors from Sweden, let's say, then it would pop up notifications for when that occurs. Another interesting application for that would be, let's say you have an e-commerce site and you wanted to be notified every time you made a sale.
Yeah.
Because that's fun, you know? Yeah. So you could have that thing going off, sound like a cash register and saying, you know, such and such customer name just purchased this product and paid this much money. And you could just sit there and get those notifications.
That's really neat.
This is like geek heaven for anyone. For people who are listening in, just even watching these stats real time, you could sit there for hours and start to try to communicate with all the users. It just opens up a whole new world.
I've been using something kind of similar called Chartbeat.
Yeah, Chartbeat's neat.
This is like Chartbeat on steroids. I mean, this is beautiful.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why is because we're not actually accessing a web-based interface. This is an application, a desktop application. So it runs on all platforms. It's actually built in Java, so it'll run on Linux, Mac, PC, whatever. It looks the same under all environments. And we can do a lot more. There's a lot more power involved here. And if you think about it, what we're able to do by having the desktop application is take advantage of my laptop or my desktop's video and processing power to do some of these rich things that you just couldn't do with a shared server in the data center.
Right.
Now, in addition to the live stuff, just so you know, we do have a tab here called Analytics, and this is where you can get all the historical reporting. So you can see, for example, the last several days, the traffic on my blog had, you know, 10,000 visitors, 20,000 page views, et cetera. If I click on any of these numbers down here, you get an hour-by-hour kind of histogram. So you can see, you know, this helps you determine what are the traffic patterns like. We can look at refers and see where's all this traffic coming from. So that you can make decisions about where you want to target your efforts and what's bringing you the best bang for the buck on your site and things like that.
Wow. Oops. So how much is it, John? Some people are asking in the chat room.
Well, the basic service is free. There's no charge. Now, the difference between a basic service and a paid version, the paid versions start at $5 a month. So hopefully that's very reasonable for people.
When does a paid version kick in? Do I get more features or is it based on traffic? Or
I will mute that for us here. The paid versions kick in when you have more than about 30,000 page views per month on your website.
Okay.
Or if you have a commercial application. We're asking that people use it essentially for non-commercial use and not too high a volume because obviously it's a big shared platform.
Right.
We would appreciate it if when people, you know, get up to a higher volume or using it for business, they help us contribute to, you know, taking care of the cost of the infrastructure.
This is very timely because we're all talking about real-time web. And, you know, of course, we've had Google Analytics and, as you say, you know, kind of churning and statistics programs that give you a historic point of view. But people want to see what's going on today, right now. And that's what you're getting here. That's really cool and a beautiful interface. I really like it. Well, it's got to be. It's got to be a little addictive. You guys just got to sit and watch. Know. You know.
People. Oh, I didn't show you one other little thing here. Let's see if this works with it shared. I'm going to maximize the screen of the map only.
What is that? Yeah. So now I'm seeing a map.
It's taking a second to kind of clear the screen here. We're putting a lot of load on this, doing a number of things at once. But now we're looking at only the map. We've maximized it, so we've just got the map.
And that's kind of fun because you get these little circles whenever somebody comes online. Look at all over the world. People are listening and watching. It's really neat.
And what you can do is if you have a multiple monitors connected to your desktop, this map. Yeah, put it over on one of them. We actually have a lot of clients who've installed a plasma screen or something in their waiting room.
You know
office.
What? For Twit Live, this is what we're going to do. We're
so
going to put
cool.
the Twit
you
Live page
to,
up in the lobby, and that way you'll know when people are watching from where they're watching. That's really
That's right.
neat. Oh, we're going to do this. That's great.
It's super cool. Hey, John, I just have one last question for you. I'm curious because I know we were emailing with each other, and it took me a while to, kind of be prepared to actually sign up for the service, and then I haven't yet used the service on my own site. But how do you convince people to use the service? Because the only way you can kind of get a feel for it is by actually seeing it. Otherwise, you just think, okay, analytics for my site.
Right.
But that just doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, I mean, if you just tell somebody Woopra is live web analytics, they're like, okay, whatever. You know, it's web analytics. There's nothing exciting about that. But when you ask how do I convince people, I actually haven't been. We've done absolutely no marketing, zero. We've never spent a dime on marketing, and we have nearly 100,000 websites in the system, and it's because of word of mouth. I mean, a few
it's
people
so
got
cool.
a hold of it.
Yeah, everybody's going to tell their friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
That's right. Awesome. I want to put it in the lobby. I'm going to set this up. I love that.
I want you to have it.
Well, we will. Hey, I can afford $5 a month, and I think we might get a few more hits than 20,000, but that's really cool. That's really, really cool. Wow. Awesome. Now, somebody asked, can we embed any of this? I guess not, because it's a standalone application. I probably couldn't put this in my website.
Actually, you can. But not at this very second. In fact, it's funny because I was just discussing this particular issue with the team today. We have a full API that will allow people to grab this data and do things with it. And one of the most important things that I want to do is be able to have web-based widgets.
Yes.
So when you come to One Man's Blog, I want there to be a little, this little number that we see, 151, I want you to see that live on the site.
Well, that's what we've been looking for because we used to have numbers about who's watching, how many people are watching, and we've lost that capability. So we're redesigning the website, and this would be a very nice thing to have on it. So let me know when you get those widgets. That would be great.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Well, thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
My pleasure.
What a cool demo. I really, I just love it. WOOPRA.com, and it's just a little JavaScript you embed on your I guess you'd put it on all your pages, right? Or just one page? How do you do that?
Well, you'd put it on each page, but if
on
you
a
have
header or something,
yeah, in the footer actually.
Footer.
You want to put it right in the footer below everything else, and it won't take up much time. We use a big content distribution network. We've got a huge amount of infrastructure. It's very, very fast. Actually, it's quite a bit faster than Google Analytics or the other competition. So it will not slow down your website. And you get this. What can I say?
You don't need to say anymore. I'm sold.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
John poses IDs, and it's Woopra.com. And look at those stats. By the way, that is GoToMeeting that he's using on his computer to give us just a little plug for the advertiser there to give us that. And that's really real time. It's really cool how that's coming in. And
super
we're seeing
cool.
It.
Leo, you have to do that and put it on a plasma behind
you. I'm going to put it not on a, I don't know if in the studio, but I'll put it on a plasma in the lobby. So when
That's
people come
cool.
in, well, what we should do is have the show and then have the plasma. Maybe I'll have it behind me. It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I could just put it here. I just put it on the screen right here.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool because just how you can see people who are jumping on and visiting, I feel like doing a live show, I would be so interested just to watch and see how the traffic builds. And I think that would be awesome.
Very keen. Hey, we got one more video we want to show you in just a sec. But I do want to quickly mention our friends at audible.com because they sponsored the show and they deserve a lot of credit for supporting our shows. as they have for, I think, one of our longest-term sponsors. I think we're in our second or third year with Audible.com. Give them a try. Go to audible.com/night right now. You can check it out and start listening to audiobooks within minutes. That's one of the beautiful things about audible.com. The books are there for you to download, and within, you know, a minute, you'll have downloaded it. You can put it on any of your devices. Listen on your computer, but you can also put it on your iPod, your Zune, your Kindle, many GPSs. audible.com/night. And you can see a great choice of books, everything from fiction to nonfiction. I know you love Malcolm Gladwell, and he's got it. Did you know he has a new book out?
No.
Yeah. It's his short, it's short stories or short articles. It's called What the Dog Saw and Other Adventures. Malcolm Gladwell wrote The Great Tipping Point, Blink, Outliers. He's totally inspiring, but he also writes for The New Yorker. I don't know if you read his regular pieces in The New Yorker. They're really good. And here's a chance to catch up if you haven't been. You could listen to this. Gladwell's narrating, and he has such energy. Let me play a little bit of Malcolm Gladwell.
It's gibberish to me. Neatly printed, indecipherable lines of numbers and figures on graph paper. But what if we look at that problem through someone else's eyes, from inside someone else's head?
See, I think that's one of the books that really should be read by the author, because he has such a deep understanding of his material and brings it to life. He's such a good speaker. What the Dog Saw, but that's just one of, you know, many, many books you could get. There's 60,000 titles. Your first one's free. Go to audible.com/night. Sign up for that gold account, and your first one's free, and you cancel it any time, but you get to keep that book forever. audible.com/night. We love them, and I know you'll love them, too. We thank them so much for their support of our Net at Night program. All right, Amber, I know the babysitter is about to leave.
Yes, but we just want to show this video quickly. Now, I have to apologize for having another video that has swear words in it, but if we show from 24 seconds to 54 seconds, we can listen to it.
Okay, let me get that straight. Okay, if I go to 24 seconds in, so what is the premise? This is an explanation of how Google... By the way, I wanted to show this before, and they had taken it off YouTube, but it's back.
Okay, so... For people who are listening, and this is a video that someone has done, and they're using the Google Wave product. Now, what they're doing is they're actually using the script and the actual audio from the Pulp Fiction movie, and they're kind of reenacting what's happening in the movie via Google Wave in terms of conversations, and using a bunch of Google products within that as well. So you should check it out on YouTube to get the full experience, but it is such a creative video that's been done to give people a sense of how Wave works.
Let's watch a little bit of it, starting 24 seconds in.
I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions.
So he's typing it in Wave.
Yeah, real time.
But this is audio from the movie, right?
Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like? What?
Oh, man.
What country you from? What ain't no country I ever heard of? English and what?
And they're using the maps, and they're using the font, and they're using the pictures, and all of that stuff. Oh, that, and they even have a poll. Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, so essentially they're, it's just, I don't even know how they thought of this, but they're using
But that's a good way to get a sense of what Wave can do. Yeah, in real time.
You can integrate maps and images and sounds and have conversations with multiple people, and, you know, it's much better than the Wave video that Google did.
Well, I'm still, on the fence about Wave. It's got that please leave Brittany alone guy is in it, too.
Oh, that's funny. It's all happening very quickly, so you don't get a chance to see everything.
Yeah, you have to go one by one if you really want to see all the images. I think Wave was maybe a little oversold by Google as being, you know, replacing email. It's mainly just for teams that have to work together. But, boy, this is a good example of how you could use it. More than a chat room. Yeah.
Yeah, very much more. Funny. So that is our fun video of the week, Leo.
I love it. And great stuff all around. I can't wait to put the plasma screen in the living room and be watching the website as people. We would have got to a higher number. We got to about 411 in our experiment, and it was slowing down so much. People in the chat room said, I can't get on. So what we find out is how many people your site can handle all at the same time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I still think you should put it behind you so I can watch more often.
I will. That's a great idea. Yeah. Amber MacArthur, you can watch her more often. She's back on TV. Yay. Yep. Where do we catch you?
Well, webnation.tv, you can head there and see we're doing two stories a week for Discovery Channel. And then every Wednesday night, we air Web Nation live on CP24 in Toronto. So you can watch that on TV at 5:15 till 6 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. And like I said, if you can't get that, go to webnation.tv for the segments. We just did one on Balloon Boy, which is a lot of fun. And also still doing, of course, Command N. And I'm not blogging very much at Amber Mac, so I can't really promote that.
But if you go to Amber Mac, it has links to all the other things.
It has links and stuff.
And don't forget the Girl Geeks show you do on Xbox Live, right?
Yeah, and all of those episodes, actually not all of them, the first five are up on girlsgogeek.tv. So a lot of places to find me, and I've been busy.
And if you want Tony Robbins to do a video for you, you better get Amber to ask.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, you got a deadline. You got a baby to take care of. You get going.
I thank you
for being here, and we thank you all for joining us. And don't forget, we're going to be doing video of all these shows very soon. You stay tuned for details on that, including Roku, the Palm Pre, the iPhone, the Popcorn Hour, Yahoo TV, and more. So we're going to be on TV too, Amber. We're finally going to make a video program out of all of our shows, which it's about time. This has been a video show for a year. You just couldn't download it.
Oh, and you probably didn't know you were on BBC last night on the show Click.
I did know that. So I've got a number of tweets. I guess this show Click, they highlight web pages, something like that?
Oh, Click is an awesome tech show on BBC. I've watched it for years.
Really?
It's a really good half-hour show, very well produced. And, yeah, they were talking about, I guess, online shows, like you said, and they kind of showed Twit and featured some of the shows on the network in their screen podcast. Yep.
Well, that's pretty nice of them. I didn't notice any big bump in traffic, but thank you, BBC. BBC Click. It's at, maybe the video's on here and I can watch it. That's cool. Yeah, that's neat. Amber MacArthur, thank you for being here. Thank you all for being here. You come back. We do the show live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Let's see. That would be 2300 UTC. At live.twit.tv. We'll get that number counter going and see how many people are watching. Take care, Amber. We'll see you next time on Net at Night.